Welcome to this jumping joint. They got aliens having happy hour. Hive of scum and villainy, where the cultures can all feel empowered. That's more sizely for you though. It's inclusive, full of joy. All are welcome if you ain't a droid. Listen, Ben, baby Ben, check out all these patrons. Yeti Sloth, Cosmonaut, literally Satan. If you got nuts and bolts, ain't your situation. Targeted casual racism, to nobody but the droids. Each cantina customer has a criminal record or a weapon. Solo freaking shot a dude in some Jedi porn amputation. No one seems to give a damn, they just shrug and keep on drinking. Can't they deny it?
Hi, Hussein.
Hey. You gonna be on the podcast?
Ooh.
I could teach you a whole bunch of bad words. Because I curse way too much.
Look at him. He's so freaking cute. He's getting
so big. Tigger's really gonna fix his upside down thing.
I know. I wonder why it does that.
You're probably gonna get some feedback.
Okay. Why, did you take your headphones out?
Yeah, they wanted to hear you.
Oh, okay.
Hussein!
You don't want to hear me. I was just swearing. So.
Hey, Hussein!
Oh, my goodness! Oh, my goodness.
What are you doing, Hudson?
Oh, drooling all over the place.
Hey, it's time for bed, but I don't look sleepy.
You should be on the podcast. Drool all over Daddy's microphone.
You would have a lot to say. There's Aunt Elizabeth.
Hi, Hudson.
You're frozen.
What are you doing?
Elizabeth's connection.
Oh, I am.
Not now.
Hi, Hudson. What are you doing? What are you doing? Hi. You gonna talk to me?
To tell us something.
What are you doing?
Make it bigger. That's what she said.
I saw that look. That was great. I am going to an office trivia thing tomorrow night since we're not recording.
Hi. I miss you.
Well,
what are you doing? I just saw him the other day. Sadie.
Oh, he sees the mic.
Yep.
Let's see. Look, there's Bean. Hi, Bean. There's your favorite Bean.
Bean's like, put me down.
Please put me down. Put me down.
Say hi.
Poop on all your stuff.
Yeah, hey, Bean.
Hudson, are you going to go to bed?
Not now.
Are you going to go to bed? Are you just too excited?
Ah. How do I get to her?
Aw, I love you.
I love you.
He's so freaking cute.
You want to tell him night-night?
Night-night. Night-night. Aw. Good night, I love you. It's like, whatever. Bye.
Come on, Bubba.
Can I have that back? Let me have that back.
Even upside down Hudson is cute.
There you go.
All right. Oh, bye-bye.
Oh, there's throw up on my mouse.
Lovely.
What is that noise?
What noise?
I don't know. It's like a random trash compactor.
Oh, my mic unplugged, so I had to plug it back in.
He's like...
Sorry.
Anyway.
I got news about
is
my
it
life.
Is it podcast? Oh, okay. Is it podcast news? Because let's start the podcast.
Wait, what are we doing here?
Star Wars, like 30 minutes.
Okay. And then you're going to talk about the... Record, yeah.
Which you're welcome to join us for, but you don't watch Preacher. So.
I don't even know what it's about. Actually, I know what it's about a little bit, because I think I've listened to you and Ryan talk about it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Really. I think you might would find it too blasphemous. So.
Eh.
So, you want to hear my cool news?
Are you getting married? Are you pregnant?
It's cooler than that.
Than marriage?
Are you buying a house?
No. It's not like a life decision.
Are you going to Star Wars Land?
No, but that would be cool. Okay. One of my parents at work, she like came up to me and she was like, "I just wanted to let you know that we really appreciate everything that you do and you know all this stuff." And then she was like, "So we got you 2 tickets to Incubus."
Oh, that's random.
That's so cool, though.
Do you like Incubus?
Yeah.
Okay.
How do they know that?
I mean, I talk to her a lot. But she got...
she like, tells the kid, like, tell your parents how much I like Incubus.
No, she was talking about it, how she got 2 tickets. But then her husband was like... talking to me about it, and I was like, yeah, Incubus is a good band, like I wish they would like come here or whatever. And then he was like, oh, they are. And he was like, I got her 2 tickets. And then he was like, I guess talk to her about it. And so then they got me and whoever I want to take with me 2 tickets.
Me,
hi.
I was like, oh my god, they told me today. It's pretty cool. I mean, I thought it was really cool and sweet.
When is it?
In November.
Oh.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was really nice.
So you want to jump into it?
Yep.
Let's do
it. Hey! I was about to. That's what she said. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Sex Wing Files.
Triple X Wing
Files. The Sex Wing? Yeah. Or the Sex Wing?
What? Whoa. That escalated. Oh God.
We're a not quite family friendly podcast, I guess.
Although we're family.
Yeah. And, friendly. And from Alabama.
Talking about weird stuff.
Welcome back to the X-Wing Files. I'm Logan.
I'm Jacob.
I'm Ryan. And we also have our special guest today is Steve.
See you, Steve. Wait, is there really somebody here?
Steve?
No.
Oh.
Steve.
Steve from our last podcast. Come on.
Oh, Sheev.
Oh, Sheev.
I forgot about that. That was funny. Steve Wait, his name is Steve. let's talk about what we're going to be doing for probably the next few weeks, unless some giant Star Wars news breaks. Because it is absolutely excruciatingly slow. And we can't ever really decide on a plan beforehand, like when we first started this podcast. keep winging it every week. We've decided that we're finally going to record we're doing The Last Jedi. We're going to record The Last Jedi, but we're going to break it up into bite-sized chunks and release it as a regular podcast. And if you're a Patreon subscriber, then you'll get the whole thing in one piece. So how about that? And so
ready just if, hit a rerun shot sorry
if something big breaks, if there's another trailer, if whatever, we'll jump in, do a regular episode, and but
like posters or stuff like that.
Yeah, posters. Yeah, 5 minutes talking about a poster. We did the other day, didn't we? We spent like 20 minutes breaking down a poster. We're
talking about a poster, and I was like, what's that?
So there's nothing since we last recorded.
Not a little droplet of something either.
I'm way behind on the comics, so I don't have much to talk about there. I'm trying to get caught up.
I started reading the Leia book. It's pretty good, so far.
I'm glad you brought that up. There's a book that I think I'm going to get and actually read. It's what called book? Star Wars Myths and Fables.
Oh, I would read cool. that.
It's a collection of stories set in the Star Wars universe.
Okay.
Is it a canon book?
I mean, yeah.
Sure.
That'd be cool to read.
I still want to read Thrawn, though. Did I say it? Thrawn?
Yeah.
So I was going to ask you guys. A little girl at work. Okay, so you know how I sell my paintings and stuff? I don't think I've asked you guys this, but anyway. She wants me to paint her something that's like Harry Potter mixed with Star Wars, because that's like her and her dad's two favorite things.
God, that would be awesome.
But I need some ideas. Like, I thought about doing the Deathly Hallows, you know, the symbol. And then in the middle, instead of the wand, it would be like a lightsaber.
I like that.
I was going to say a lightsaber wand. Hello.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't know.
What about a force ghost as your whatever that thing is? The deer or... I don't know.
Come on.
Oh.
I've only seen Patronus? Yeah. Patron.
Yeah. The tequila.
Oh. That would be cool.
Yeah.
What about
Yoda Force Ghost?
Well, let me tell you the
Patronus.
Let me tell you what else I thought. Okay. So you know how they have those books for children that are like Darth Vader is my dad?
Books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, oh my god. I meant the Star Wars children books.
Yeah, yeah. The Jeffrey Brown
books. Yeah. I thought about doing something like that. But with, like, because since it's, like, her and her dad, I thought about doing something like that. Like, maybe, I don't know, like, Darth Vader yelling at Leia, like, clean up your books or, you know, something silly. But then I was like, I don't know. She wants it. She wants something fun, but she also wants something, like, really cool that they could keep for a long time. Like, always have it hanging up.
You should. It should be Chewbacca ripping Unkar Plutt's arms off.
Yeah, no. I mean, she might like that, but her dad would be like,
Or Chewbacca ripping Dobby's arms off.
Oh my god!
What about just a painting? What about just a painting of Obi-Wan and Luke? And it just says, you're a wizard, Luke.
A space wizard.
That would be cool.
I like the Deathly Hallows symbol with the lightsaber instead, or like a wandish lightsaber or something.
Yeah.
I
thought that would be the coolest thing.
A picture of Vader and then like the Deathly Hallows symbol, like over one of his eyes, like as his... Like, as his eye, since there's that, like, circle in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, question.
That's kind of evil, though.
The Patronus thing? What is the deal with that? Like, what does that do?
It's a spirit animal.
And what does it do for Harry?
Saves his life. Like,
yeah, it helps him.
So, kind of like Obi-Wan helps Luke, right?
Yeah.
So you should totally do like a...
J.K. Rowling's a thief.
No, you should totally do like Luke chilling, like in the real world, with like Obi-Wan behind him or something, and then like on the other side, like Harry and whatever.
Oh my god. That's perfect.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Like Luke and Harry are on Dagobah, say, or a scene, you know, and they're together. And then Obi-Wan's behind Luke, and then whatever, is it a elk or something? Or a deer? the Terry's be behind him.
It's an elk. Oh. It's like an elk, right? So, okay, so Harry sees his Patronus when they're at that, like, lake in the forest, right?
Yeah.
So, what if, like, half the picture is, like, Luke staring at the swamp with Obi-Wan's Force ghost, like, next to him, and then the other half of the picture is, like, Harry staring into the lake with his his dad.
That would be cool.
Patronus behind him.
And then
and it's like the merged together, you know, like one side's the swamp and one side's a lake. So
I could do like a tree in the middle, but like two different trees. No,
I like that. I love this idea. That's I want to get tattoo, this tattooed Logan. On me.
I'm about like, to write that down.
That's gonna be my back piece, like my giant back tattoo. This is gonna be that.
You have to make it, like, not, like, sad looking, but, like, very, like, what am I looking for here? Like, stoic. Humble or stoic, yeah.
I freaking love it. Very
serious scene.
I was like, I'm not trying to sound stupid, but what does stoic mean?
It's Hiccup's dad in How to Train Your Dragon. That's his name, Stoic. Like very kind of serious.
Oh, okay.
So
that's a cool name. Serious. So Luke
married a robot.
No, sorry, I was texting this out to myself. That's gonna take me
forever. But it's going to be amazing.
I have to get it finished by next Tuesday because that's their last day.
Oh, well.
God.
You're going to have to mail it to them.
You're going
to
have to just do the light.
Oh, my God. What the fuck is that? Oh, my God. It's a... Oh, my God. What the hell? It's the biggest fucking bug in my entire...
I'm going to have to just bleep all of that out.
Should I go to her house? I feel like she's in trouble.
The cockroach man from Men in Black just got her.
Oh my god!
Just step on it. Hello?
well, Bean's okay. that's a great idea, Jacob. I really like that.
Did I hear a squeaky toy?
Yes. Bean's like, oh, my toy. you don't think she like ran into a wall and knocked herself out?
Do you remember that Scooby-Doo game on Super Nintendo?
Yes.
You ran really fast and you ran into the wall. That's what I pictured.
Like what?
Oh my God, you guys.
So I'm going to have to bleep a bunch of stuff out.
I'm so sorry. I don't know where it went, but it's literally the size of like a dollar. And it was stuck in my hair.
In your hair?
Yes! I don't know where it is.
It's probably still in your hair.
I'm freaking out. Oh my God, I can't right now.
Was it a spider?
No, it's a flying thing.
A cicada?
Oh my God, right now.
There's no way it was the size of a dollar.
I swear to God.
Well, when you kill it, take a picture of it. If you kill it. When Bean kills it, take a picture of it.
I don't know where it went.
That's what she said.
Bean, stop.
It's good. It would have been funny if, like, the thing picked up Bean and flew him across the room.
I am so sorry for screaming in your guys' ears. It seriously
kept hitting the fan and was like dropping right next to me, and then it flew and hit me in the face. And got
okay, so the
hair.
Way you said it made it sound like you were sitting there and it just like dropped down out of your hair, and you're just like, oh my God.
You still have that bat, right? Hit it with that bat. Scared.
I don't know where it is.
It's probably half dead.
What?
It's probably half dead.
Oh my God.
Are you sure it wasn't like a freaking like mosquito hawk or something like that?
What the hell is that?
What?
What is that?
The giant freaking flying things that eat mosquitoes.
No, it wasn't that.
I have a feeling
the really long snouts and the giant wings, and
I have a feeling that this is going to be Spencer's favorite episode.
Like, I can't find it, you guys.
Like, well, get your stuff and go in the other room.
But then what am I going to do after that?
It will die.
I need to kill it. I am so probably sorry.
Probably already half dead.
I don't think so.
That thing attacked me.
No, it didn't.
Like, no, I swear.
No, it didn't. Well, I was going to say something.
Something about Star Wars?
Did you find it?
No, it was my towel. It touched my arm.
Yep. Did you see that joke? When we were talking about which movie, and Elizabeth said, I'd do The Last Jedi.
Yeah.
Oh my God. I laughed so hard.
I knew you were going to, though. I was like, man, I shouldn't have said that.
I don't even know. I can't, I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight.
How much crap do you have in your living room?
I don't have anything in here. Like, I have my laundry sitting right here.
It's clearly in the laundry.
It is not in the laundry.
Was it the size of a Minoc?
It was... I'm, like, traumatized right now.
Alright. Is that all the Star Wars news?
Yep.
My God.
Yeah, so I'm really looking forward to that Myths and Legends book. I might go looking for it this weekend. I'm assuming it's already out.
Yeah, I was going to say, we should look that up. I'd like to have it too. That's something
it's like nine stories, so they're like short stories.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's like myths, if there's stories like set in the universe, or if they're myths that come from the universe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Either way.
They should have a... sorry, there's probably some background noise going on here.
Yep, you can get it on Amazon for $12.59 right now.
Dang.
You can have it by Thursday. So, there you go.
It's just called Star Wars Myths and Legends.
Yep. And it's got some illustrations in it, too. Reading level, 8 and up. Just the book for me.
Oh, Myths and Fables.
Oh, I said Legends. I meant Fables.
Has like a dragon on the front?
Yeah, it looks awesome. That dude holding that lightsaber.
That does look pretty cool, actually.
So... apparently it's for younger readers, but still, like, the review I just read on this website said, do not sleep on this book. It's amazing.
George Mann.
Yeah.
It's hardback, too.
Yeah.
Do you want to read the product description?
Sure, go for it.
Travel to the far reaches of the Star Wars universe, including to the remote outer rim world of Batuu from Galaxy's Edge. With this unique treasury of in-world space tales, there you go. So it's space tales from
DuckTales. Woo!
Yeah. Featuring lush illustrations, this beautiful collection includes 9 original fairy tales, myths, and fables passed down through generations spanning millennia, carried from planet to planet. These are legends that bind the galaxy together.
Yeah, I'm getting this.
Yeah, it just came out, too. Today. So. 192 pages.
That's not too long.
Kara's eating her Subway, by the way.
Yeah.
We're yeah, all I think I might wondering buy it.
Where the bug is.
No, I'm like freaking right now. Like,
Journey to Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker Force Collector. What is that? Oh, it's not. That's not coming out till the 19th of November. See, it says it's a young adult novel set just before The Force Awakens. A restless teenager sets out to discover what connection his mysterious force powers have to the fabled Jedi and what the Force has in store for him. Sounds like every Jedi ever.
Every Jedi ever.
It's interesting. It has a picture of a dude. It's pretty much like the male version of Rey. He has a stormtrooper helmet and a satchel and a staff. Mm-hmm. Kevin Shine Schnick. I don't know how to say it. Anyways.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that's Star Wars for this week. Bye, everybody.
Hey, bye. Sorry.
No, there is one little newsy item. So Disney announced that you'll be able to bundle Hulu, Disney Plus, and ESPN Plus, or whatever it's called, together for one low price. Who wants to guess?
$9.99.
No. You're both way off.
That was a joke.
Well, Jacob,
$29.99.
No, that's too high.
$14.99.
$12.99. So.
That's not bad.
$13 for Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN. That's hard to argue.
I mean, I'm good, but
you know. You're not gonna get it. How are we gonna talk about The Mandalorian?
I'm just kidding.
Well, she'll have it because
mine.
Yeah, I was gonna say one of us is gonna get it.
Yeah. And this isn't Star Wars related, but I also saw a picture of somebody on the Pittsburgh Pirates, and I don't think it's his glove. I think somebody brought it for him to sign, and I don't know who it is because I don't know ball players. But it's a baseball glove done up like the Infinity Gauntlet.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's freaking awesome. Oh.
Man, now you got me looking at all these freaking books on Amazon.
You're like, I want to read this. I want to read this.
Thanks, Logan. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Well, hopefully I don't die tonight by poison of giant flying rat. You sleep
with your mouth open?
I do. Because I can't breathe.
You better set R2 scanners.
I'll just put a bag over my head. It'll be fine.
That might be the funniest thing you've ever said.
It's funny because she said it so fast. Like, yeah. She already had that one queued up. I really want to get this book. It's called Star Wars Galactic Maps, an Illustrated Atlas of the Star Wars Universe.
I just don't understand because it's so big and I can't find it. Like,
what she said.
Oh my god, guys.
The book or the bug?
The bug. I'm going to have to go back and listen to this because I was just screaming.
Jake was about to hang up and drive to your house because we thought you had accidentally killed yourself.
Dude, I want to buy this book for Hudson. It's called Star Wars OB-123.
OB-123. That's cute. Why didn't I think of that?
Black Basic Edition.
Mm. Okay.
So, yeah.
There's a ABC-3PO.
That's awesome. You got to get those books for Hudson, man.
Yeah.
Learn to count the Star Wars way. So, yeah. We apologize for the lack of, like, Star Wars talk on the podcast lately, but hopefully Elizabeth's, like, insane, like, oh my god, makes up for that, so.
I apologize, I'm so sorry.
I can't believe I'm going to have to edit this.
No, why you gotta edit it?
You said the F word like 3 times.
Did I?
Like 2 seconds, yeah.
Like once I probably could have been like, oh, that's all right. But you just said it like 3 times.
You're like, what the effing F is that effing thing doing in my effing hair? Where did it effing go? Oh my god, I'm effing gonna die.
Did I really?
Yes.
Oh no, I gotta listen to this.
We probably are exaggerating a little bit, but still.
Just put on the episode explicit content.
Anyway, so look for our mini commentaries of the Last Jedi coming up. We're gonna break it down. We'll do it in chunks where like we end on a certain scene.
Yeah.
So
also if Skype allows it, because the last commentaries we've done, Skype's like, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yeah, I think we'll be all right.
Yeah.
We're doing it Saturday, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or late Friday night, unless you got a date. You and that bug are going out. Huh? This is the longest relationship Elizabeth's had in a while.
I mean, there's no telling how long it's been in my apartment.
So bugs are attracted to light. If it had been in there for a while, you would have known.
But I always sit in the dark. I never have lights on.
Well, you have your TV on.
Yeah, it would fly into the TV.
Okay, well, that's why it was flying into the fan, I guess.
Yeah. Probably.
That bug was probably freaking out. Getting hit. By the ceiling fan and then me screaming and it being stuck in my hair, but all I kept hearing was bzzz, and I was like,
it was probably like, oh my god, what is this giant white redheaded thing doing? Oh my god.
The bug was like, oh my god, F this, she's gonna kill me.
I just want to leave.
He's like, I'm trying to get away, I'm trapped in her hair, what the hell is going on?
I'm surprised my neighbors didn't come over. She's probably oh, she's getting murdered up there. I'm gonna stay down here.
All right, so yeah, go check those out. If you want to listen to the commentary as a whole, you should go to Patreon and support the show. $1 a month gets you early access to shows. $3 a month gets you exclusive bonus content, which has been a little lacking lately, but I need to go and look, and I don't want to offend anybody. I don't think we have any $3 subscribers.
I think I am.
You don't count. You're on the show.
I count.
So, wait, I wanted to ask you guys something that I noticed last night before we end. I was watching Spaceballs last night.
Spaceballs.
And I never noticed this before, but
if it was a big giant bug in the movie, that wasn't in Spaceballs.
No, that was the bug. But anyway, I noticed.
It's so real.
Sorry. It's 3D. You know the Spaceballs merch at the, like, okay.
Spaceballs the flamethrower.
That's literally somebody, like, typed out Spaceballs and just put it on, like, a Transformers, like, a bunch of Transformers stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed that before.
Well, I mean, except the flamethrower. There was no Transformers flamethrower.
Well, yeah.
It should have been.
Spaceballs the flamethrower. Our doll. The doll was not a... They made the doll.
Yeah.
And my favorite, Spaceballs the doll.
But, like, the comic book...
What's being with you? Yeah.
And then the lunchbox. It's all, like, Transformers.
Yeah.
Anyway. So. Little tidbit there.
If you want to hear us talk about Spaceballs, you can go to the Patreon. There's a Spaceballs commentary because we suck and the only commentary track we did was for freaking Spaceballs.
Spaceballs.
And the holiday special.
Well, yeah, but that was on this regular podcast.
Oh, it was.
Yeah. We did that live on.
That's right.
Yeah. Elizabeth quit the show halfway through.
Yeah, Elizabeth. That Elizabeth girl is a B word.
Bug?
She's scared of those.
They're as scared of you as you are of them.
I feel like they're too stupid to be that scared. Oh, well, I think Bean just ate it.
Kill you.
He's eating something. What'd you eat? Nope, he's just staring at me now.
What would you do if he just looked at you and go, I ate the bug, you dummy?
I ate the bug, you B-word.
So, if you want to hear more of Elizabeth podcasting, since Game of Thrones is done, at least until the new series starts up, you can go over to Automatic for the People over at xwingfiles.com or just look it up on iTunes or whatever podcast platform you use. Elizabeth's going to be joining me to talk about Preacher, a show that I've been telling her to watch for months now. And she finally dove into it. And after a little confusion, she was like, I love this show.
It's so good.
The season 4 premiere just happened. It's the final season of the show. So since Ryan is still on his little hiatus, Elizabeth and I are going to be discussing it. So go check that out over on xwingfiles.com. You can find us on social media at the X-Wing Files on Instagram and Twitter. Facebook, just search for X-Wing Files. You'll find our page and our group, which has been a little dormant lately.
Yeah, Johnny's the only one that posts in there.
Yeah. Our social media presence sucks, and I'll apologize for it, although I'm not taking the blame for it, because when we started this, I very clearly said I'm not controlling the social media, and other people were supposed to do those things.
Yeah, I freaking lost
it. Jacob was doing Twitter, Elizabeth was doing Instagram, and Ryan was going to do Facebook.
Which I hate Twitter.
Yeah, why'd you volunteer for that one?
I don't know.
So, I like Twitter.
Yeah, Elizabeth should have done Twitter. You don't do Instagram either, do you?
Not really.
Yeah. Oh, well. All right, so go do all that stuff. Come back next week. We'll start our mini commentary thing. We'll see how that goes. And, if some big news breaks, then we'll just interrupt the commentaries and do a regular episode. So, yep. Go ahead.
Nope, I said yep.
Oh, okay. Until then, may the force be with you.
Oh,
I almost said may the force be with you.
No one has it worse. Yet it's all understood in the universe that it is super okay to be racist only to the droids. The plow fields, the pilot ships, they're fluent in most languages. The sentient, compassionate, intelligent, high-tech, plus every single character in every single movie will be there without all our two. So what you can take away from this swinging and jaunty little lecture is that you should not be cruel to a being that has pain receptors. Droids have feelings through and through, at least that's true here in Star Wars, where this music style is called jizz. Jizz. It's called jizz. It's a real thing. Hello, folks. Thanks for watching. If you like this video, be sure to click that bell icon below to stay up to date on all the latest Warp Zone content. If you want to see a video about the Stranger Things theme with lyrics, click the box on the left. Or to see another Star Wars video, click the box on the right. Well, I'm going to make like Harrison Ford and get gone solo. Ha ha! Warp Zone out.